episode 126 of the FlameFlash.net podcast rolls into place on this Sunday evening, November 24th. Not too shabby at all. Starting to get into the hang of things. Excellent. The Raptor Report arrived yesterday morning. I have officially shifted the email, so next week it'll arrive Sunday morning, just in case I actually get any gaming in on a Saturday. League of Legends is going to start us off this time around, because, well, the Sun started a game when he wasn't supposed to, and rather than let him look bad, I took over for him so he could do what he was supposed to have been doing. Fortunately, I don't think I stunk too badly. Sold a couple of the items he'd bought. Bought a couple of different ones. Ooh, excuse me. My issue still with League of Legends, and why I'm looking so forward to Heroes of the Storm, are definitely the items. And the item shop. I have no idea what I'm doing. None, whatsoever. Just, that looks good. That looks good. Yeah, sure, we'll go with that, too. But, I just don't know. At all. And, yes, there are guides out there to, well, guide. But, they don't really help me much at all. I don't feel guided. New Super Luigi U. I got to play. I got to play on my own with the TV. It's inconceivable. New Super Luigi U. Still a great game. It's nice to finally be able to get some of the star coins and actually feel like I'm progressing instead of just chasing the clock and praying the kids don't throw me down a hole. Not that I don't mind playing with them. But New Super Luigi U is... it definitely tastes more like a one-player game with three other support characters. If that... excuse me again. Makes any sense. Plants vs. Zombies 2. So I have this fancy new phone. And I thought it was probably high time I tried playing a game on it. I mean, the screen's huge. It's just right there in your face, eating it. Okay, maybe not that far. But it's huge. So I thought, hey, why not? I'll give it a shot. I will try to game on my phone. And what better game to do it than a game that really does need touch support to perform well? Plants vs. Zombies 2. It's free to play. Clearly, I haven't had enough caffeine today. Excuse me. It's free to play. Natural tutorial that you probably don't need if you're familiar with Plants vs. Zombies 1. And you're off to the pyramids. Cool. Seems strange. The whole thing, the whole premise of going back in time to eat a taco again is definitely strange. I would think it would cause a space-time continuum loop where you would just constantly be going back to eat the taco. That's just me. Heroes of Warcraft. Play more just of the solo, I need to unlock a hero thing, then I think I also play with two people. But I took a survey. Don't know if it was legit or not. Just time will tell. That looked like it was from Blizzard. Saying, hey, what do you think so far of Hearthstone? Well, I like it. I don't want more emotes. I don't want a chat function. If I wanted to chat with a player, I would play World of Warcraft, or I would go to my local game store, pull out my Magic the Gathering cards, and play there. But we'll see what happens. Excuse me. Refit you. Yay. Duels of the Planeswalkers, 2014. Oh, I guess last week I did manage to get to Friday Night Magic. And be pwned. Yeah, it certainly didn't go as well as last time, that's for sure. Now, let's see here. I'm bringing up my calendar, which was very busy. Ah, this is why. See, I was wondering why StarCraft shows up next on my queue. And it's because the son and I, after we tossed newspapers around... Clearly tired. Played StarCraft. He wanted to play StarCraft, so we played StarCraft. And then last, of course, but not least, World of Warcraft. You know, it's the 9th anniversary of this darn game, and I've only played an hour and a half in the last week. I am failing big time to take advantage of that buff. Failing big time. So, episode 126. How about an unwrapped report? Well, there was World of Warcraft. The Alterac Brewpup and Enchanted Fey Dragon. They're available as a bundle, $30, so you're donating $5 to Make-A-Wish Foundation, regardless, when you buy the Brewpup. The bundle, of course, is the better deal, because it's a bundle that actually saves you $5. You're basically getting the Brewpup for free, and the Fey Dragon. And making a $5 donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Everybody wins! The March 21st, 2014. So, here's one. One reason. One reason why the PS3 is going nowhere. In 2014. So, Final Fantasy X, Final Fantasy X 2, HD Remake, 2014, PS3, Vita. We'll see if it gets ported over. Here's your other reason why the PS3 is not going anywhere for at least 2014, early part of 2015, Persona 5 has been announced for the winter of 2014 in Japan. Persona 4 for the Vita. Absolutely phenomenal. Love it. These are small cases. Rawr. Phenomenal. Phenomenon. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Sorry. A little distracted. Don't mind me. But Persona 4 has been wonderful. Phenomenal, even. I haven't finished it yet. I want to. Just, well, I only got an hour and a half with World of Warcraft this week. Anyway, game trade-ins are on the rise. Yeah, you think? Everybody wants to pay for a PS4. I would like to pay for a PS4. I don't have the money for a PS4 right now. Podcast at flameflesh.net. Yeah, no. Seriously, no. I'll do it on my own eventually. Study proves video games aren't bad. Really? Yeah, it's better than television, even. Because the kids that are sitting there in front of the television, and that's all they're doing, is just watching, their minds are slowly going away. Yeah, I can't hide from the camera. Okay, fine. But the mind is not being benefited as much from regular television as it would a video game. Problem-solving skills, reading, more problem-solving skills. I'm clearly tired this evening. Parents, you need to follow the ESRB and stop giving your kids M-rated games. But it seems pretty... positive. Yeah. Had to refine my place on the notes. Makes sense. So, outside of gaming, for a moment, we'll just move it over here. Pull a little Rob robot helper. There we go. Walmart Associate Food Drive. Don't most Walmart employees still some kind of clearly tired. So, Walmart Associate Food Drive. I'm just confused by this one. Clearly, there's the political of we're trying to make a point. Hey, Walmart people aren't being paid enough, and that kind of angle. And there's also just trying to be helpful. Why does there have to be an angle on everything? Because there usually is. Huh? Really? But it's just unfortunate that they're doing it. That they feel the need to do it, that enough people are benefiting from it. But there it is. I was really on the fence about doing this next story. Revenge sites, websites, are the target. Specifically, One Mom's Quest to stop it. Check the show notes. That's one epic mom. Above and beyond. But her daughter was hacked. Why in the world the daughter was taking compromising pictures of herself in the first place is a mystery to me, but that's neither hide nor hair. She was hacked. The picture leaked online. But she was hacked. And that was all. I'm getting a low bandwidth warning. Interesting. And this guy that owned the website where her picture, hacked, stolen picture was posted, well, he refused to take it down. Tried to stick his little minions on her. And Anonymous stepped up to the plate and said, no, no, this particular form of revenge is a bad thing. You think? But it was good that she found refuge with Anonymous. So, let's, air getting kind of heavy in here. Site's negative review led to a poor credit rating for a particular couple. Really weird terms of service for the site in question. You'll have to go to the show notes link to really get a sense of it, I think. But they were fined after agreeing to terms of service that they would be by leaving a negative review. Now, last time I checked, but that's not how the internet works. If you leave a negative review, you leave a negative review, and then you move on. Not, oh yeah, you actually signed this document over here and agreed that it wouldn't be a big kerfuffle. And no, we're still doing that negative review. But good for her. Last but not least, it's kind of a funny one. That negative thing, credit score thing. No! My screensaver kicked in on my notes. There we go. So, it's nice to know that the United States is not the only completely backwards bureaucracy. A school, and I use the term loosely, fined a parent for not providing a balanced, yay, air quotes, lunch. What does that mean? It means because the parent didn't put any carbohydrates, they slipped the kids some Ritz crackers and charged them $10. No. Just no. But just wow. Now they have a hot lunch program. It was like a daycare thing. So why it was called a school, air quotes, is a mystery to me. But the parents were actually fined, tried to be fined, for $10 for the incident. It's definitely strange. But I'm Flame Flash. Podcast of FlameFlash.net. I'm clearly tired. So I will have to go another night without World of Warcraft. and until then, we'll see you then.